The shot shattered the speaker. I rolled my eyes at Karen as she tucked the gun away. That'll just bring them this way, and the guard will find that slinger. I don't really care, Karen said. I just need you thinking he was pissing me off. He slumped against the building, landing in a puddle and spraying the already soaked neon signs with more water. One sparked, flickered, then reignited in defiance. I groaned, then tapped the side of the building, letting my mesh network connect to the grid. You could have just asked. I already found the adjustable volume. Besides, I can still hear the speaker down the way. Shut it, Gene. I'm thinking. This was getting useless. I tried to find the controls for the speaker at the other end of the alley. Less noise. More likely to hear if the guards was on their way. I'd boldly leave his ass here if he wanted to mope in prison. So, I asked, what are you thinking of? Didn't think he was going to reply until I saw the lights start to change. The neon signs wavered, and my own scopes flickered as he focused. I could see her then, her long coat sleek with the rain, the useless umbrella letting the rain soak into her hair. She was smiling this time, always a good sign, but she wasn't looking at us, just smiling and walking to the edge of the puddle Karen sat in. Mate, I started. I know, I just can't keep her from forming in this rain. She always loved it. He looked at her with such reverence, deifying her, watching her so intently he was missing her warning. I knew her look, though, and the warning flickers her hands were doing. Just a few snaps of her fingers on the hand holding the umbrella. I grabbed Karen and yanked him up. Gene, knock it off. I know she's not here, but we can nothing. You're so oblivious that Rache is giving you the hard warning sign and you're not even noticing. Gods, even from the grave she's having me look after you. What? Oh shit. He started off down the alley as the sirens could really be heard over the rain. I took one look back to the fading illusion. Thanks, Rache. Not sure I'll pay you back this time, but I'll get another one. This has been Rache, written by and performed by J. Samuel Deal. Story copyright 2015. The recording is presented with a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike license. Sound effects provided by the Freesound Project, located at freesound.org. Ending music is Home Outbound, from Anna Garner's album, Long Journey Here, available from Magnatune.com. Please see the show notes at hiddenode.com for links to the specific files. Thank you for listening.